All right, we'll say good morning. Let's continue. So we are up to page 39. So remember, again, we saw yesterday Rav Kook's beautiful and incredible idea on the bracha of Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. Kadosh Baruch Hu girds Klal Yisrael with strength, and the Gemara says, when do you recite this bracha? When you put on your belt, right? When you put on your belt. So if Cook said, what's the pshat? Why is it that a belt is gevura? Because he says, a belt is like a line of demarcation. A belt means classifications. And the greatest manifestation of strength in life is the ability to go ahead and demarcate and the ability to classify. Ultimately, where Rav Kashtiel is taking this is back to the Ramchal's words that the greatest manifestation of strength is the ability to identify the Tova Amiti and the Raha Amiti. Kisha Adam, so we're picking up page 39, middle of the page. Kisha Adam misorer yeshlo ladas. When a person awakens, it's important for him to know shemeafsheres lahavkin, that he has the ability to distinguish. Va'azhu yachal lihios gibor. And only when he exercises this ability to go ahead and distinguish, is he truly a gibor? Is he someone who's strong, or someone who has the ability to be strong? Lihios kari, to be like a lion. Habakasha harishona shana mevakshim betfilozeh zechonin adas. So we'll say, it's interesting enough, the first bakasha, remember again, Shmona Esrei, is made up of three parts. The first three brachos are what we call shavach, are what we call praise. The middle brachos are all bakashos, requests, and the last three brachos are hodah, are thanksgiving. The first bracha of the bakasha, of the request section, is the bracha of chonin hadas. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who bestows wisdom. Anu mevakshim deya ubina es hayecholes lahavdil. We ask for knowledge, das and bina. Das and bina are all themselves different types of knowledge, but for our purposes, es hayecholes lahavdil. What we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is the ability to distinguish. Give us the wisdom to be able to distinguish. Masai Omrim Havdalah B'Tfilah. And amazingly enough, on Matzei Shabbos, when we insert Havdalah, Atachan Antanu, into Tfilah, where do we recite Atachan Antanu? Bechonin Hadas, in the bracha of asking God for wisdom. Because Havdalah Zeh Hadavar Achi Rishoni Shemevakshin. Amazingly enough, as we begin the new week, the first bakasha, the first request we make from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is give us the ability to be Mavdil. Give us the ability to distinguish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tein lanu bina v'da'as lahavchin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the bina, the wisdom, the da'as, the understanding, to distinguish lahavdil bein or l'choshech bein Yisrael l'amin, to distinguish ultimately between light and dark, between cloud Yisrael and the nations. Zu habakasha harishona. This is the first request we make of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'liza, because without the ability to distinguish, i'efshar lehis'alos ma'alo. It is impossible to progress in one's life. If I can't distinguish between that which is good and that which is not good, between that which is chol and that which is kodesh, between that ultimately which is klal Yisrael and that which is the rest of the nations, if I don't know how to be ozer Yisrael, I don't know how to put on my belt, I don't know how to make the line of demarcation, then a person can't progress anywhere in life. V'zeh ma she'omer haramchal, shemi sherotze lefakeach al atzmo, koldim kol tzarech das. And this is what Ramchal means when he says that someone who wants to ultimately, someone who wants to understand himself better, at first step requires das, requires understanding. Efshar lechaber zos im sofa perak hakodem, shesham amar haramchal, adam shelo mefakeach al atzmo, mugdar ka'adam she'in bodea. This concept ultimately ties in to the end of the last chapter. Because what did Ramchal say at the end of the last chapter? That a person who does not go ahead and pay attention to himself, a person who is not attentive to his own realities, is considered to be a person who doesn't have deya. Az ma ze deya, yecholas havchano. I will say, what's das? And this is amazing. When we say atachoni la adam das, what are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Wisdom to pick, wisdom to pick the right numbers, wisdom to go ahead and progress in my career. What are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? So we're asking for all of those things, but most importantly, the cornerstone of all life wisdom is the ability to distinguish. And that's why, again, the first bakasha we make at the beginning of every single week is atachonantanu, is havdalah. Havdalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us the wisdom to be mavdil. Help me understand and help me see what's tov, what's ra, and allow me to make my life decisions in a correct, visionary way. HaPerek Shalanu Ba, Abasis Perek Beis. This chapter comes on the foundation of the previous chapter. Deya Lada'as Lahavdil, Lada'as Laso Chilk. Deya, wisdom, means the ability to be mavdil, the ability to distinguish, the ability to make a chilek, the ability to make distinctions. Ukichol shehadeya mishtak mishtach leles anachnu miskadmim. The more that my wisdom is intuitive and is part of me, so the more I have the ability to progress. Mavdilim v'zema od chashuv la'asok b'havdalos bein top of page 40, bein or lechoshech, bein kodesh lechol, bein yisrael la'amim. We'll say the most important thing is the ability to make havdalah between all of these different things. V'zema shemarim osanu l'chala shavua. V'zema shemarim osanu l'chala shavua. The ability to distinguish, Rabbi says, is what lifts us up throughout the week. Matzei Shabbos, zemafteach l'chala shavua, b'yin havdalah. We'll say, this is an incredible yisod. You know, if you think about it, so we often view havdalah, the insertion of havdalah in the bracha of Chonin Hadas, just as a very utilitarian idea. I have to make Havdalah. So where do I make Havdalah? I understand that the ability to distinguish between... This is really very interesting if you think about this. So we understand what Havdalah is. Havdalah kishmo kenhu is a distinction. Amavdul bein kodesh l'chol. I have to be able to create the separation between kodesh and chol. And often we assume that it's in Atachoni la'adam das, because again, it's the first, essentially the first part of Shmona Esrei. Can't really make any insertions in the first three and the last three. Of course, the only exceptions to insertions in the first three and last three is when? Is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's it. And that's only because the stakes are exceptionally high. So we automatically assume, okay, I have to put in Havdalah. I understand. The Gemara says, I'm mavdil b'tfila as well. I put in Atachoni la'adam das. What Rav Kashtiel is highlighting is it's something much more profound. Havdalah, and this is, I never thought about this this way until I saw it here. Havdalah itself is a bakasha. Havdalah itself is a request. What do you mean? Why is it a request? It's a request because we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu is, I want the every single day I say, Atachoni la'adam das, give me knowledge. What do I need knowledge for? So at the beginning of every single week, I frame my request. At the beginning of every single week, Moshe, I'm going to tell you, why do I need knowledge? Because ultimately, again, I want the ability to be mavdil, bein kodesh l'chol, bein or l'choshech, bein yisrael l'am. It's not just a recitation of Havdalah, it's a bakasha, it's a request for knowledge, for understanding, to the ability to make distinctions in life. Because the true manifestation of knowledge, the true manifestation of strength, is the ability to distinguish between that which is good and that which is bad, that which is kodesh and that which is chol. So it's Havdalah in Chonin Hadas is not simply a declarative statement, but rather, what is it? It in and of itself is a bakasha. It's a request. Just an incredible, incredible idea. He says, and we make this, Motzei Shabbos, I'm second line of number, page 40. Motzei Shabbos, Zemafteach l'chol ha'shavua b'in Havdalah. Motzei Shabbos is the key to the rest of the week with Havdalah. Omer HaRamchal, Yecholes Havdalah Tzarech L'shtamish b'kol hazman. We'll say this ability, we start out the week with Havdalah, but the idea is, if you think about it, the most important thing is to make Havdalah throughout the week. To be mavdil bein kodesh l'chol in everything I do. B'shas maisa, v'shalo b'shas maisa. So listen to this, Ramchal says, I have to make this distinction between the tova amiti and the raha amiti all the time. Both b'shas maisa, at the time when I act, and shalo b'shas maisa. B'shas maisa, at the time when I act, so we'll say, obviously, when I'm acting and when I'm doing, ultimately, that's when I have to go ahead and be able to make distinctions between the tova amiti and the raha amiti. Shelo ya'aseh shum maisa, mebli sheyishkal oso b'moznei zoz hayedia. We'll say, don't do anything in life. I shouldn't do anything in life before I weigh it. In these scales of understanding. The scales of understanding are the following. that everything in life fits into a category. Everything in life is either ra or tov. And I will say that, see, we don't like that. Because the truth is, we love to live in a world of parav. Because why? If I could classify something as parav, then what? I don't have to think about it so much. It's okay. It's all right. It's parav. It's not good. It's not bad. I will say, the problem is, that's nice to tell ourselves. There's only one problem. It's a lie. It's pashut, not true. And a person could delude themselves, and people who live with parav lead very parav lives and ultimately don't really accomplish a lot because they're inserting themselves into the world of gray. Instead, it's important to understand that there is no parav, but rather, again, there's ra and there's tov. And everything in life fits into that category. Some things are more obvious, some things are more nuanced, but everything can be categorized. If a person approaches life with that categorization, both at the time when I'm acting, and shelo b'shas ma'isa. Shelo b'shas ma'isa also means pre-actional analysis. That before I do something, when I'm contemplating about doing something, I ask myself a very simple question. Does it fit into the tov? Does it fit into the ra? V'zeh kimuvan, b'fnei sha'ata oseh davar ma'bechayim, b'fnei kol ma'isa. And literally, there is this pre-actional analysis before I do anything in life. V'zemare ala echos shelcha. Haim ata misugal kol ma'ase l'mayin u'lahavdil oso le'ezet chumushayach. Rav Kashtiel says something amazing. He says that the true litmus test of a person's spiritual metal, of where a person is holding spiritually, is how much I engage in pre-actional analysis. Do I think before I act? Do I try to categorize my actions as ra or tov? This ultimately, again, do I categorize it? Am I mavdil to which category it belongs? My commitment to that pre-actional analysis very much shows me and shows others how committed I am. I should say it differently. When he says zemara ala echu shelcha means that the true test of my spiritual metal manifests itself in this pre-actional analysis. Manifests itself in my ability to go ahead and analyze and to measure my actions in the framework of ra versus tov before I act. We'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem on page 40, the middle paragraph tomorrow. Sorry? It's amazing. It's 100%.